I am pleased to present a talk on healing, titled Our Two Gardens. I believe that we are here on earth to heal. Yes, our bodies will die, and we still have the opportunity to heal. I consider healing as the process of discovering who we really are and becoming one with that part of us that we call our true nature, our inner self, our self-esteem with a capital S, our soul, our divine spark, that eternal part of us that was created in God's image. And healing is the process of working through the issues that separate our superficial self from our true self. When we become one with our true self, we are healed. A wonderful way to experience your inner self is through your heart center. It's like a garden. The heart center garden contains flowers of infinite beauty and joy. They are unconditional love, true compassion, pure white light, and our source of absolute truth and guidance. All the answers you need to know reside within this garden. It is our true source of self-esteem and well-being, our true nature, our essence. It is our birthright, and all we need to do to be completely healed is to dwell within this center. So, why don't we? Actually, we have another garden, the mind garden. It has some flowers, such as intellect and wisdom, but most of our mind gardens are overrun with many weeds that entangle and entrap us. The weeds can become monsters that prevent us from healing. Please take a moment to think of some of the weeds that occupy your mind garden. To name some common ones, there is stress, guilt, feelings of unworthiness, worry. Anybody here worry? Mind chatter, anxiety, fear, negative thoughts, limiting concepts. All these weeds cause suffering. Many weeds are seeded from our emotions, our senses, our environment, our behavior, and even from our intellect. The seeds themselves are not problems, but we have the habit of cultivating them into monsters that can prevent us from experiencing our flowers. Most weeds germinate from natural, helpful events that we need in our lives. However, when we continue to react to them and dwell on them, we are actually fertilizing and watering the seeds. They now become weeds. The weeds can overrun our entire being with suffering. I'll now present examples of how weeds can germinate from natural processes.